Jody McDonald, Glenn Mack now, Sunday morning on night, or Sunday afternoon, excuse me, on 94 WFP. Raining pretty hard around here, Jody. How's it looking at where you are?
I was going to say I could give you a weather update. The rain has started here in South Jersey as well. Yeah. I would say more than a sprinkle. It's not a downpour. Pretty solid amount of rain coming down as we speak.
And it is projected to rain almost right up until kickoff, hopefully not during the game. By the way, I will next see you on Wednesday evening.
We're having
beers with a very nice woman named Christina Wagoner, who bid at the charity event for First Tee of Greater Philadelphia with the Merrill and Mike Beer to have a night of pounding beers with her. So she and whoever she chooses to bring will meet us at Konchak and Brewing Company, King of Prussia. Jody, I look forward to introducing you to a bunch of beers, some of which you will probably like.
And shame on me, I've already forgot what we have the wager on. We made a wager earlier in the show that...
3.5 times that they mentioned the bravery of Aaron Rodgers for playing through all this.
For the first half, that you think that Collingsworth will go there at least 4 times. I don't think it'd be quite that much.
Yeah. Just real quick before we get to our pick, I'm just kind of, as we do the show, I'm just, you know, looking at stuff that happened yesterday. I did not watch the Flyers game last night. I didn't need to see
it. I did.
10th
in
a row. You did.
2-2. I thought they had a chance. I jumped over to some college football. I came back about 35 minutes later. The game was over. They just got pummeled and taken apart. So I missed all the goals, but I was tuned when it was 2-2. I said, maybe they can actually steal a game and stop this losing streak. No such luck.
Yeah, speaking of pummeled, that's what I'm going to tell you. 3 minutes and 16 seconds left in the game. There's a pretty good scrum around the ice. And, oh, my gosh, Oliver Wahlstrom of the Islanders just flailed Tony D'Angelo around like a rag doll. You see that one?
I did not see the video on that, sorry to say.
Man, that was...
When I got back and they were losing, I said, all right, I'm sticking with college football. They're not coming back from this deficit. So I did not see any beatdown of Tony D'Angelo.
It was beatdown was the word. All right, Jody Mack, I hold in my hand a folded piece of paper. Here it is. And on that piece of paper is the exact final score of today's Eagles' Titanic tilt against the Green Bay Packers. Please lay it out first.
Did you save my folded piece of paper from last week?
I'm looking around for it. I'm assuming that means it was extremely accurate.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
But you didn't save it, did you?
No.
No. Did you save it from the week before?
I don't save these things.
It's okay, paper. You don't save them. All right. Well, here's the reason why I'm asking. 2 weeks ago, when they played the Commanders, I said it was an 11-point line. I thought I was going to be right about that, a 10-11-point win. So I said, play the over. There'll be points scored. There was. Yeah. It was an over game, but I had the Eagles winning 31-20. They did not, as we know. This past week against Indianapolis, I thought a very motivated Eagles offense led by Nick Sirianni, rallying the troops, would win and win handily in Indianapolis. They did not. They won, but they didn't win handily. And my final score prediction was 31-20. So for the third consecutive week, I am going back to the same exact final score. I think they beat the Green Bay Packers tonight 31-20, and I may just stick with this score until I finally get close.
It's going to happen sooner or later. All right. Well, my folded piece of paper says that, and I'm too cautious to predict the end of Aaron Rodgers. I've seen him be great before. I saw the Packers run the ball pretty well against Dallas. I think it's going to be closer than this spread, which is 6.5, last I checked.
Yep.
Okay. But I do think the Eagles have an advantage on both offense and defensive lines, as Zach Berman told us. And Linville Joseph and Namakon Sue, at least last week, really restored that line. And I want to believe that can continue. So I think the Eagles are going to wear them down. I'm a little worried about A.J. Brown, the illness. We'll see how he feels. Dallas Goedert not being there is a problem, and that could hold back the passing game. But the Packers' defense, as we talked about earlier, is poor against the run, so maybe they can find the guy wearing jersey number 26 and use him a little bit. They should be able to run all over him. Green Bay turns the ball over a lot, 16 times in 11 games, so let's say the Eagles force 2 turnovers. They win that battle. And I'm going to say that the Packers having they won a couple weeks ago, beat Dallas in overtime, which was impressive, but they could not capitalize that in their last game against Tennessee, losing at losing by 10 points at home as a favorite. I think that pretty much ended their playoff hopes. So I think that they're going to be a little flat. Bottom line, high-scoring game. You said what, 31-21?
31-20.
I say the Eagles win this 30-24, which I guess means they don't cover, but a high-scoring and fun game. All right, let's find out. What did we forget to talk about from Francisco Rojas?
All right, guys, so I'm going to bounce off.
Hey, Jody, does he have a music bed?
I guess so.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
Look at
that. Thanks, guys.
Very nice.
A little mood music for what we forgot to talk about.
So let's I'm going to bounce off the Tony D'Angelo fight. Did you guys see the slap boxing match in college basketball yesterday?
I did.
That was really, I don't think you'd see that too often. Slaps?
Not anymore. And compared to fights they used to have in basketball, it was pretty tame because, as you said, it was a couple slaps.
Slaps, that's what it was.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. It was funny. And then, Jody, I'm sure you brought this up in the past week, but you guys didn't talk about it today. Connor Hughes from SNY absolutely ripped Zach Wilson on like a three-minute rant right after the game last week, after they lost to New England. And it was just, you never really see that from reporters anymore, or ever. And I just thought it was really good. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I did, and I had no problems with it, and I tweeted this while the Jets were playing last week. Robert Saleh eventually got it right, replacing Zach Wilson. He was about a quarter and a half late to the party. He should have pulled him in the third quarter of that inept game against the Patriots, and Eagles could have stolen a win last week. Now, I think they're going to win today, but their playoff hopes are severely compromised because they stuck with Zach Wilson way too long, and if that means I'm ripping them too, like Connor did, yeah, count me in.
Okay, and last thing. I don't know if you guys had mentioned it today. I'm pretty sure you didn't, but Caleb Williams looks like a lock for the Heisman after their big win against Notre Dame, I believe it was yesterday. Everybody's pretty much saying Caleb Williams is the Heisman lock at this point. So
I defer to you on that one, Jody.
McMahon, late August, whenever it was, on my national show, I said, if you're looking for a guy for some value to bet for the Heisman, Stroud and Young, the top two quarterbacks, were very much favorites, and you get about 8 or 9 to 1 on Caleb Williams. I said, there's a guy you should play. Goes with his coach. They brought in a bunch of talented wide receivers in the transfer portal. 8 or 9 to 1, that's someone you should play for the Heisman. Ask me how much I put on it.
How much?
Not a penny.
Oh.
So I gave it out on the air and then didn't back it myself.
Didn't follow your own advice.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
But at least I did have an inkling that was going to work real well. And they're going to make the college football playoff. And he's going to win the Heisman. He's right.
Yeah. Deservedly so off of that. Anyway, Francisco. Oh, Francisco, who was the caller of the day?
All right, so for call of the day, I had Aaron from Norristown. Earlier, he ripped Flyers ownership.
Great.
I thought it was, it was pretty pretty easy pick there.
Yeah,
the Comcast hockey team.
Yes, it was a classic rant. Francisco, do me a favor. Send me his info so that I can get him his $50 gift card to Shive Vintage Sports, where there is a story in every stitch. Jody Macca, as I said earlier, I will see you next on Wednesday in King of Prussia. We will drink beer and toast an Eagles win.
Done deal. Will be my pleasure. Looking forward to it, buddy. Have a good pregame show tonight. Stay dry.
Yeah, well, we're under a tent, so that's a good thing. And we invite everybody to come out because, again, special night today. Hugh Douglas, Trent Cole get into the Eagles Hall of Fame. I think they're going to be joining us live on the show right around 7:30. So when you're coming to the game, make sure you stop by the pregame tent on the north side of the stadium. Angry Bob Cherry and Marcus Hayes. Boy, there's a combination of some vitriol. Good stuff coming up next. Stay tuned. And, yes, as I'm going to sandwich them because as soon as they're done, 5 o'clock, we begin countdown to kickoff. Ross Tucker, Dave Spadaro, and me leading into the pregame show. Oh, Ike Reese will be there. Elliot Shore Parks will be there. Howard, Merrill Reese, Ruben Frank, a whole bunch of people. Look forward to seeing you there. Enjoy your day. We'll see you before the Eagles game on 94 WIP.